afternoon. We're going to call this meeting to order. We have a quorum.
Yes, we do.
All right, so we're going to review the minutes from February 6th. A motion is required.
Massey, move to approve.
Second, Weepy.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next, move to staff reports. Curtis?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, everyone. You can see attachment 3A of financial progress report through February. 7 months of the fiscal year. We spent 52% of the budget. We are in good fiscal shape. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Move to adopt.
I'll second.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah, all right.
He still needs some coffee. Give him time. Yeah. Give him time.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, another motion carries. I'll move on to technical progress report. Matt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Happy spring, everybody. I'll short and sweet today, because most of our work in our office over since we met last has been through the plan or the TIP, both of which we'll be talking about in a second. So I just wanted to mention, just real quick, you know, we continue all the federal funding stuff that's going on. We're following that closely. The good news is that our transportation funding is authorized until September 26th, and our sub-allocated fund, all our main programs, STBG, CMAC, CRP, are continuing to move forward, and we have no reason to believe that any of that funding is in jeopardy. Of course, we know some of the discretionary funding is paused right now, but so we're just, you know, we're kind of in that period trying to figure out what's going to be happening with that. And then there was the news on the state side. If you saw yesterday, the Senate passed the transportation budget bill. So that's moving forward. And so I guess good news there. I just wanted to mention real quick, in case anybody has any applications in or might have applications in, I believe all the ODOT safety funding is going to be due on March 31st. So systemic, abbreviated, or the formal application. But that's all I have, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Amy is going to provide us a federal funds report. Amy, I have a question. Where did you secure the loan from? $2.1 million.
$2.1 million was, I believe it was from OKI.
Yeah, from Cincinnati NPI.
Cincinnati. So we get $2.1 million from them this year, and then it automatically goes back to them next year. It just shows up on our allocation sheets as a negative in 26, and vice versa on their sheets, basically. They need the money in 26. They had the money in 25. So it's kind of a win-win. So any other questions?
Thank you, Amy. Moving on to old business. Amy's going to provide us old business. Maybe.
Not even going to sit down. So this is the second draft of our TIP, and this is the version that is open for public involvement. So I just wanted to do a quick run through real quick on the TIP. So the TIP is a four-year program that is outlining all the federal funds and all the projects approved with federal funds in the next 4 years. This includes highway, active transportation, and transit projects. The TIP must include performance measures, air quality standard conformity, must be fiscally constrained, and must include public outreach. Some examples of some of the projects, some of the bigger projects, basically, in the TIP. The Kenmore leg is in the TIP this time for construction in 2027. South Arlington and Green is in 2026. Kent 43 is in 2029. We also have some active transportation projects. We have a trail project in Chippewa Township called the Heartland Trail, Phase 4A. It's basically going to be located on an abandoned railroad line in 26. There's also the Rubber City Heritage Trail, Phase 3. This will connect to Phase 2, which is supposed to be under construction soon. And this is going to be under construction in 2029. It's going to be starting design very soon. And then we also have some transit projects. These are just some highlights. We have two CNG buses that are going to be replacing two CNG vehicles with two electric vehicles in 2026. And then HARTA has replacing two diesel buses with two new diesel buses also in 26. For performance measures, these are the items that we have to go through and we have to check for performance measures. These are the categories. For air quality, we need to demonstrate that we are within air quality conformity based on the standards that are set by EPA, and we are in conformity with air quality. We also must be fiscally constrained. This round, ODOT has allowed us to over-program by 15%. And still be considered fiscally constrained, which helps us a lot. So also CMAQ, we are not fiscally constrained for CMAQ within our area currently. We are overprogrammed by more than 15%, but the state considers us to be fiscally constrained as long as the statewide CMAQ program, this statewide program, is within a tolerance that the OSEP committee agrees to, and they have agreed to the overage that we have programmed. Public comments will be accepted until April 11th on this, which that's our public comment period. They can really be accepted at any time. Comments can be made at amatsplanning.org/funding. They can be sent to me directly, which would be the preferred method. If you have any comments on the TIP, any corrections, any questions, please email me directly. I appreciate it. And the final TIP should be approved by our policy committee on May 15th of this year, and it will be sent to ODOT and USDOT at the end of April, and they will be reviewing it and approving it, and we should have it be officially using it as of July 1st of this year, which would be the start of the new fiscal year. So, any questions?
motion is requested.
I'll make that motion for Sheriff Rittman.
Second, Jones.
All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. And Matt's going to provide us the draft outlook 2050.
Yes, hello again. So our long-range plan is following the same schedule as the TIP that Amy just talked about. We are in our 30-day public involvement period right now, which will be concluding on April 11th, just like the TIP. What we'll be asking you today is to approve our draft plan as we continue on in public involvement. So you guys, I think you all know kind of what Transportation Outlook 2050 is by now, but it's one of our core requirements as an MPO is to produce a longer range plan that looks out at least 20 years. So we call ours Transportation Outlook, and this latest version is 2050, because we go out actually 25 years to 2050. Section 2 of the report goes over our goals. These actually are the same goals that we use for Transportation Outlook 2045. None of these should really surprise any of you. I think this is kind of philosophically aligned with hopefully what you think of when you think of AMS and how we program and plan our projects. So we considered all those recommendations, but we also took into consideration all of these needs reports that we've done over the last couple years. This committee has seen all of those reports. They all have recommendations in them, give us an idea of what the needs are and all that kind of stuff. So all of that gets kind of put into the planning process, and that's kind of the basis of the long-range plan. So Section 6 is probably what I would imagine most of you would be most interested in. And that's our recommendations. We basically broke those into three types. We have our highway recommendations, our transit recommendations, and then our active transportation recommendations. So in each of those subsections within Section 6, we go over kind of, well, available funding, and then we go into, like, general goals, which are these bullet points here. And then we get into project-specific goals for some of our bigger projects. One important thing to say on the highway is, you know, a lot of you come in for resurfacing money. We consider that just, you know, meeting consistency with the plan. Because one of our biggest goals is to focus so much on preservation and continue to preserve roads and bridges. We also have line items for unspecified safety projects. We know that, you know, locations come on and off the lists each year. So we have kind of like a budget line item within our fiscally constrained plan to account for safety and then also operational improvements. When we look at our larger scale projects, so this wouldn't be resurfacings and things like that. This would be, you know, full corridor rehabs or major intersection projects. These are kind of the result of talking with all of you. We tried to meet with most of the communities and talk about what your needs are and the projects that you're interested in. But 47 of those total, they're all detailed in Section 6 of the plan. Transit side, seeing $2.5 billion of predicted investments between now and 2045. And most of that money related to transit is, you know, kind of continued preservation, just like the buses Amy was just talking about. A lot of it is, you know, continuing to replace vehicles as they age. There's some money for operational things, money for facilities like the metro facility being built right now. On the active transportation side, we have kind of five general goals, and then when we get into our specific projects, most of which are shared use paths, either extending existing trails that exist or building entirely new trails. So a lot of exciting or potentially exciting projects in there, 24 of those total, and that kind of rounds out the rest of Section 6. Last thing I wanted to talk about is public involvement. There are a lot of ways that people can be involved, and I would encourage, you know, anything you guys can do in your power with people that you talk with. We're trying to get people to comment on our plan and make sure that we're on the right track. There are a lot of different ways you can do that. We have two public meetings, one in Summit County, one in Portage County, coming up early in April. We have our Citizens Involvement Committee meeting tonight. And then probably the most common way that people can leave comments is through our online comment form. And so we just would encourage you to, if you could do anything to help spread the word about that, that would be wonderful. So like I said, we are asking for this committee's approval of the draft plan, and then we'll kind of finish up our public involvement period and then make the changes based off of that, and then we'll be back here in May to hopefully approve the final. So are there any questions about the plan process or anything that I went over? Yeah.
Matt, kind of a process question. With the public involvement comments, are you or is AMATS required to list specifically all the comments received and what the staff response was to that, or is there?
I don't know that that's required, but that is our intention. That we, I know, like in the last plan, we listed all the comments that we received, and on I think it was our active transportation plan, we listed all the comments that were received and then our response to them. So we'll plan to do something like that. How exactly that looks, I don't know yet, but we will be, they will be listed, yeah.
Okay. Seeing no further questions, a motion is requested.
Hadley, move.
Second, McCleary.
Right. Further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you.
Moving on to new business. We don't have new business this month. So we'll move on to resolutions. And Amy is raring to go.
Okay, so this amendment is to delete three project phases from the current TIP, and it's not deleting the projects, it's just moving them. But we're moving them outside of the current TIP, and some of them we're actually moving outside of the upcoming TIP as well. We had to get fiscal constraint, and these three projects unfortunately got pushed out. So there were more than three projects that got pushed out of the TIP, the next TIP, but those projects were adjusted and they were outside of the current TIP. So the two trail projects in Hudson and Stowe got moved from 2027 to 2030, which will actually put them outside of the next TIP as well. And then State Route 43 in Kent was going to be moved from 27 to 29, and that was also for fiscal constraint in the next upcoming TIP. So unfortunately, these are amendments to the current TIP, but they are actually caused by the creation of the next TIP. So, but they will be involved. So, anyone have any questions? Yes.
So they're not in the TIP that we just approved? Is that correct?
The Kent one is, because it's moving into 29. The next TIP is 26 to 29. But the Stowe and the Hudson Trail projects, we are so overprogrammed in TASA right now that I moved those two projects outside of the next TIP as well. They're still programmed, but they're not programmed until 2030 now. So since 2030 is after the last year of the next TIP, it helped us with fiscal constraint, and we're not sure about those two projects because there's a lot of railroad issues. So currently they were the easiest to move. anybody's dealt with railroads, you know, talked about.
So the communities are good with this.
Yeah,
they weren't going to deliver on time.
I've told everyone that, you know, we're moving them out for fiscal constraint, and, you know, if we can find the money, try to move them back. You know what I mean?
Well, and the reality is, if any project's ready to go, we're going to deliver.
We're gonna find
so,
the money.
You know, that's the reality of the situation, is that you guys are all racing against each other for the amount of money that's in there. I mean, but we've guaranteed everyone's getting the funding. It's just, until the DOT disappears, then you guys are on your own.
And where will you be?
Asking for a job, Wayne.
Everybody up there for a surface. We don't have the movie.
So, seeing no further questions, a motion is required.
So move, Weeping.
Demasi, second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And the motion carries. Other business, Curtis?
We have none.
None?
Feels like a regular cat.
All right, so we're going to adjourn. Our next meeting is Thursday, May 8th, 1:30, same time, same place.
Yeah, right. Motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion to share it with them.
Second. Weeping.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see some of you next week, I'm sure.